hats off to everyone I worked with and all my children, and so grateful that I ever had the opportunity to play Erica Kane and love her, and so grateful that the fans continue to love her and stop me in the airports that I'm in so often now, you know, working, and tell me how much they love her.
Sirius XM Out Q109.
Well. You know, when they call her royalty, they say so because they've seen her enter a room.
Okay.
Miss Susan Lucci is joining us here in the Jolt. I'm Larry Flick. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
My goodness. She took off her jacket. Mm-hmm. And she's wearing this skin-tight, gorgeous dress. I'm like, you know there are no cameras in here. That's just a slobs in here. You can see Miss Lucci in the new season of Devious Maids, which returns to Lifetime. She plays Genevieve, the wealthy divorcee socialite. It's so yummy.
It is.
Yummy is the right word.
It's so yummy. It's like you just want to lounge in bed with the chocolate you're not allowed to eat and just watch it. It's so fun.
That's a perfect analogy. You know, people are stopping me and saying, this is my guilty pleasure.
It's so fun.
This is my show and I'm addicted.
It's so fun. And I like to kind of bulk them up. I like to kind of get a few on the DVR and just have like a Devious Maids Sunday afternoon.
Oh, what a great idea.
It's so much fun.
And actually, I think Lifetime is going to have a Devious Maids Sunday afternoon this coming Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Little marathon. Get us all ready for the new season.
Exactly, which is this Sunday night at 10 on Lifetime.
Wonderful, wonderful. So this has been a perfect transition from All My Children for you, because we get to see you doing something a little soapy, but also something that flexes your comedic muscles, which obviously when you're doing high-stakes drama, you don't always get to do. So this must feel really good.
It feels so good. I just love how Mark Cherry has written this show and written the part of, he says, Genevieve.
Oh, excuse me.
Which, no, I didn't know till I went to work with Mark. And he pronounced the name Genevieve. And I thought, wow, is that perfect to follow Erica Kane with a character named Genevieve de Latour? I mean, okay then.
Would you make me feel better? Did you at least before then call her Genevieve?
I did.
Okay,
I read the script.
I mean, I always, because I'm watching the show and I hear, anyway.
No, I did, because I was just reading by myself in my room, you know, and I thought, I love this part. But when he said Genevieve, I said, Thank you so much. How great.
Grand.
Because the part, and she's very romantic and very, very hopeful and vulnerable, and also feeling sometimes like maybe she's lost her mojo a little bit, and that's driving her a little crazy. So she's got big mood swings, and she self-medicates from time to time.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Like Chiclets.
But she's generous with what she's self-medicating.
Yes.
She offers them around.
On a silver platter with a little tartini to back knock it back. So how are you finding the pace must feel luxurious compared to the daytime pace that you were doing for so many years.
It does. I am loving the pace. It's still TV, and so still, you know, we work at a faster pace than film, let's say.
Sure.
But we're working on film with one camera. And so you can actually rehearse the scenes.
Mm.
And in that rehearsal is so much fun. And meaning that you have discovery. You don't have to rush to performance. And listen, my hat is off to everyone I worked with and all my children, and so grateful that I ever had the opportunity to play Erica Kane and love her, and so grateful that the fans continue to love her and stop me in the airports that I'm in so often now, you know, working, and tell me how much they love her. But what I am happy about working at Devious Maids is that we are shooting on film, so we have that opportunity, that luxurious opportunity, as you said, to have a pace that allows us to rehearse and discover nuances in the scenes, work with amazing actors. Judy Reyes, who plays Zoila, Genevieve's maid. There's a lot of push-pull in that relationship.
It's so much fun.
It's wonderful.
Oh, and they just now have brought on the woman who's playing Genevieve's mother, which is June Squibb,
the Academy-nominated
actress from Nebraska.
She's amazing.
Fabulous. She's fabulous. And
isn't she the sweetest? Do you just corner her for stories all day long?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I do when she came up here. I just said, tell me about doing Gypsy with Merman. Right?
I didn't know about Gypsy with Merman.
Yes.
I'm going to ask her.
Yeah,
about
she was in the original production of Gypsy with Merman.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that something?
Something else.
Incredible.
And she's so down to earth and so hysterically funny. And as everything with Mark Cherry, who I'm such good hands, we are all in such amazing hands with him having, you know, created Devious Maids. In Mark's hands, the writing is both hilarious and sexy and unexpected and intriguing, and bringing June Squibb on as the mother of Genevieve. I mean, it is so unexpected and hilarious, but so right.
I know.
So right.
I know, because she's not afraid. She's quite the fearless actor.
Yeah. Yes, I love
that. Quite the fearless actor. That is the legendary Miss Susan Lucci joining us on The Jolt. It's about 8 before the hour. Devious Maids returning to Lifetime this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you watch it. How often do you pause to assess what you've gotten done in your life so far?
Well, I have to say, until this more luxurious schedule, as you so rightly call it, I always have felt like I've frankly been shot out of a cannon. And it was just, you know, just so much to accomplish and wanting to accomplish it well. So not much time to think about what might have, you know, what I might have accomplished in my lifetime. But now I'm out sometimes in daytime, in daylight, and I'm on the streets of New York.
You get to see and breathe the air and
sky. And I get to see people who will say, oh, I met you at the daytime Emmys the night you won. Or, oh, we worked on Army Wives together. In fact, our fabulous costume designer from Devious Maids, I had worked with on Army Wives, shooting in Charleston. She's fantastic. I mean, you know, there are many reasons to watch a show and be entertained by a show, but on every level with Devious Maids, Mark's writing, the incredible cast, but the costumes are fantastic.
Yeah.
The sets, the homes, the glimpse behind the gates of those mansions we drive by when we're in Beverly Hills or some of the other amazing areas in this country. You get to go behind those gates and not just peek inside the windows, but go in the windows and look through the keyholes.
And see some of those party favors. So I mean, I always marvel at how you've proven so many people wrong in that, you know, for the longest time people refer to daytime as the training ground, as opposed to the place where you could have a great career and build so many of the things if you're industrious and inventive and gracious. And you must feel really proud of having accomplished that, because so many of the people kind of drop into daytime. I don't think that they ever really gave it the respect that it deserved back in the day. And I sometimes think the state of the dramas on daytime is a result of the lack of respect that people gave to it. What are your thoughts on that?
I am sitting here across from you, and I am putting my arms around you and giving you the biggest hug and the biggest kiss, and thank you for saying those things. I have such respect for the work that's done on daytime, and I always did. I also cringed when people said that it was a training ground. I thought to myself, you better come here so trained and with your roller skates on.
Yeah.
And the luxury of daytime was that we were in people's homes 5 days a week with an hour show. And there was an opportunity to establish nuance in character and history in relationships. And the audience was so aware of all that history and all the nuance. They got it. And I felt there was a luxury in that as well. But also, I've seen incredible work done both in the writing, the acting, the directing, on All My Children for sure. That's what I know best.
Yes, of course.
And kudos to everyone involved.
Some of the best work I've ever seen has been on daytime. Some of the best acting I've ever seen has been on daytime. I was raised watching those shows, as so many other people have, and you know, you can't match a great moment in Erica Kane's life. I mean, I just think of they're countless, really countless, and even you know, just innovative and brave, you know, the abortion storyline at a time when women were not even talking about it amongst themselves.
Right.
There it was on our TV screens.
Larry, you are amazing, the things you're saying.
But it's true, and I think, you know, that storyline would never get on the air now. It's true.
Well, yeah. This was Agnes Nixon.
Yeah.
Yep. Agnes
the genius of Agnes Nixon.
Yeah. You talk about fearless. Agnes, even to this day, I will tell you, everyone referred to Agnes as the youngest voice in the room.
Mm.
She was so ahead of her time in the storylines that she wanted to tackle. I remember being in college and watching One Life to Live, and they were doing a drug storyline. And on the bottom of the screen was a chyron with Odyssey House and the address where you could get help and the phone number to call.
Well, I mean,
she was way ahead of her time, and she wanted to do that abortion storyline and also the first gay storyline. She wanted to do that
with Donna Peskov, of course.
Yes.
And then, of course, the first HIV storyline that involved Stewart and Ellen Wheeler.
That's exactly right. And she had wanted to be doing that storyline for several years.
Yeah.
Before she
it took a while to get it passed. So we only have a couple minutes left with you, but I'm wondering if you... Oh, we have a little more time?
Yeah, we have a little more time in the next hour.
Fantastic.
I know, right?
Well, then you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit this song, and I'm going to ask Miss Susan... see, you got me stuttering. Susan Lucci is making me stutter. I'm a professional broadcaster. But we're going to talk with her a little bit more about Devious Maze, and I want to find out if you have... recovered from what became of All My Children. I'm going to talk about that in just a few minutes with Susan Lucci on The Jolt. We're spending time right now with the glorious and legendary Miss Susan Lucci. Of course, you can watch her starting this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, Season 2 of Devious Maids on Lifetime. And there'll be a lovely marathon of Season 1, so you can catch up on all the crazy. And thank you again for being here. It's so, so lovely to have you here.
My pleasure. Finally, thank you.
Too.
So right before we took a pause, I was wondering out loud if you've had a chance to recover from what happened with All My Children. Because the way the end of the show, the last episode, was spectacular.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I loved how she kind of sent Jackson packing.
You've got to go.
You've got to go.
I don't give a damn.
I never really felt Erica with Jackson.
Isn't that
After
something?
All these years.
I never felt it with Jackson.
We never liked him.
No.
Oh, really?
Out of all the husbands, I always had a soft spot for Erica and Tom.
Oh.
Yes.
A little bit of a soft spot for her because I felt like... but then he became a little judgmental. I didn't dig the judgmental period of Tom. I really watched the show.
You really did. This is fantastic.
Don't be kidding.
Don't worry. I'm not dangerous.
Yeah.
But I did. But you know, can I be honest? I kind of liked, as much as obviously romance is such a big part of Erica's journey. I liked when Erica was scrappy and on her own. I liked model Erica.
Oh, I loved that.
Oh, my God.
Part. Oh, you
the
guys
turn,
really
the
watched.
Are you,
what?
Yes.
Raising Cain.
Wow.
Come on, darling.
Raising Cain. Excuse me. Are you kidding me?
When she walked out of that screening after they made the movie of it, she was horrified. It was terrible.
I did. I kind of liked when Erica was in her... in full solo, I'm in charge of my life mode. It was my favorite. Even though the men were fun.
Yeah.
Because that was so, you know, I mean, Erica became the Elizabeth Taylor of Pine Valley, right? Just glamorous and always had a gorgeous man on her arm. But Yeah, but it was really when she kind of put the men on the side.
It's interesting when you say she became the Elizabeth Taylor. I know when Agnes cast me to begin with, she wanted me to... That's what she had in mind, a young Elizabeth Taylor, and then the men. But what Erica didn't know is that because she had such that big hole in her heart from what happened, you know, to her when she was growing up, but she didn't know how capable she was. And so that was a journey that she took along with the audience.
Yeah.
And much to her surprise, and I'm gathering from listening to you, the audience's delight, she was capable.
Well, I always loved the contrast between Erica when she was out there doing it, and Erica with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she could be such a petulant child with her mother. Mm-hmm. My mother would say to me, "You will never talk to me like that."
Mine did too.
Because the difference between daytime television and real life is I will smack you.
I will smack you.
People used to say to me, you know, they'd call up my mother, actually, because Lucia is my maiden name. They'd call it they would find my mother's number in the phone book in those days before she had it unlisted because girls would call up and they would be tricky. They'd say, "Hi, is Susan there?" And my mother would think I went to school with them, you know, and she'd say, "Oh, no, who's this?" You know, and then they'd talk to my mother and they'd say, "You know, I tried those things on my boyfriend, but he left me. What can I do?" And okay. So the difference Creepy. Is I had a nice script.
You had a nice script. And you're no Erica.
Okay.
No.
You're no Erica. So, yeah, I mean, the last episode of All My Children was a beautiful moment. Despite the fact that it went off the air, I think, prematurely.
Thank you.
Have you, I mean, that was a relationship for you, I would imagine. So, and when it goes, there's a grieving process. And then we had this online version, which was actually quite good, but poorly managed. Mm-hmm. And so it went away. So how do you feel about all of that?
Well, I didn't see it coming when All My Children was no longer going to be broadcast on network, and I didn't see it coming. It came as quite a surprise, and there was, as you said, a grieving process. There was a whole period of mourning. Because I did have the loss of a loved one in terms of the show and the character Erica Kane. And I also had the loss of many loved ones, that family we became, spending 12, 14, 16 hours a day together. Both in New York, that family was disbanded, and then the Los Angeles family. There was some overlap, but not completely. And there was a great sense of loss. And a couple things helped me through. First of all, the fact that so many people would stop me. As I said, now I'm out in daylight sometimes, and so many people would stop me in airports and say to me how much they missed the show and how much they loved Erica Kane. And the multi-generational viewing audience of All My Children, so that people would then stop me and tell me how she meant so much to them, how her spunk, as you mentioned, helped them decide to go to law school or have a career or think they could do both. And so on and so forth. And I realized that love and passion that our fans had for Erica Kane is present in modern right now. And it made me know I didn't have to say goodbye to her. I can embrace her in my heart as they have and say, yes, she's part of me too, and I've got her. And how wonderful I had the opportunity to give voice to that with Agnes Nixon's words, thank heavens, for that amount of time. So that was great. I am still in touch with a number of both the actors and the production staff, both in Los Angeles and here in New York. And here in New York, my hairdresser, makeup artist, and wardrobe, I do a show for Discovery as well, for Investigation Discovery. They do that show with me. And my hair and makeup people are with me here today. So when I'm in New York doing appearances, I've kept that team together.
Nice.
And we have a great time. They were good. They're good.
Yeah.
So why would I change? You know, they're fantastic. And, of course, what's helped me tremendously is that now I have the opportunity to play Genevieve on Devious Maids with incredible good writing. When I finally came to from the morning period and realized, you know, my wish list was that I would, in my dreams, hopefully, find another part that I would be just as excited about now as I was then playing Erica, and that I'd be in good hands, because both are very important.
Yeah, very, very.
And here I am, on Devious Maids, having both dreams fulfilled. How lucky am I? Let me knock on something quickly.
Well, but you know, but I would argue it's not luck; it's skill. Because as a student of Agnes Nixon and her brilliant work, not every one of her creations connected, and when it works, it's a dance.
It's a dance, yes.
Yeah, you know, and people will say,
"I like you so much, Larry."
But no, it's really true. You have to, when I have people in the studio and it's going well, it's because the other person showed up to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're not there to play, her words disappear. And the same thing with Mark Terry's. So you're a good dancer.
Oh,
Susan,
thank you. I have fantastic material
to follow. Well, thank you so much for coming to see us. I hope we can continue this conversation.
Thank you so much.
We want to talk to you about, so please come back. But in the meantime, look for Miss Susan Lucci, on the return of Devious Maids this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Lifetime. There's a lovely marathon to lead into it and get you all juiced up and ready to be continued. Thank you, my darling.
Thank you.
Stick around,
so
there's more
much
to come on The Jolt.